Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Denny's.
Fuck your cheesecake.
Does Denny's make Reese's cheesecake?
No, it's just all I can muster of the normal.
Elaine's phoning it in.
Yeah, kind of.
As you do. It's Tuesday and it's already been a week.
Can't believe you did this to
it's
us.
It's been a long day.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It is what it is.
It's my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Bird Dad.
So I've been down on the beach
bird
doing lunch.
Dad Bird.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
I'm friends with both of your parents on Facebook now.
I'm not surprised. A lot of people have them on a lot of socials that I wasn't really expecting.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, welcome back to another episode of Saga. We took the night off yesterday because I think allergies. I pray to all the gods that I'm not getting fucking sick again a month after I was deathly sick. But better today. Still a little bit scratchy throat, but here we are. By the power of excellent tea and stubbornness, I shall persevere. Last week, our intrepid heroes continued the battle with the big three-headed snake monster thing that came out of the river when they blew it up to fuck and made it very angry.
And that was pretty much,
yeah.
To be fair, we proceeded to continue to beat it up to fuck.
You did continue to beat it up to fuck.
We did not stop that trend.
Along with its froggo companions, one of whom was left in the Umbra, basically a gibbering idiot for the rest of his days, waiting for something larger to come along and eat him.
It won't be long, I'm sure.
Yeah. more or less, that was the session. There was some discussion about what to do with the remaining situation at the river, because some interrogation of the surviving frogman revealed that the creature had a special interest in the island in the center of the river, but not the details of exactly what that was about, because the frogman didn't know. And he can't tell what he doesn't fucking know.
I was very thorough.
Yeah. Pretty much took an ice pick to his brain and fished out all the good bits. And let's see. Yeah, the highlight of the fight was the result of Jesse and Tiernan's 10 success disaster curse and a small meteorite going through. Through the things,
Dunk, you guys,
splat. Yeah, 10 successes on a disaster curse is going to net you some really interesting shit.
Side note: is there actually anyone else? How many people have entropy?
Yo.
Okay.
Astoria does as well.
Okay, no, it's like
it just happens to be Jesse's affinity sphere, so she's got it at 4.
Well, I was just curious if it was just us who was aware we did that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we, as mages, would figure out.
Yeah, Chase has Entropy 1 and is Euthanatos educated. So, I mean,
didn't Jesse and Tiernan do, a whole ass ritual about it where she was stomping and shit?
He was questioning if the two of you were the only ones that knew what that was.
Fair, right. Jesse stomping's not new.
Seems unrelated. Moving on.
Yeah, I definitely think enough people have entropy that the whole party definitely knows that meteor was you guys.
Yeah.
Even funnier.
I think most of the party tried some different flavored tricks that they hadn't done before in one way or another, and that was fun.
Very proud of the bomb. Still.
Yeah, the bomb was fun. Astoria got some detailed notes on the creature, and I think also agreed to split the meteorite rock with Tierden. And we kind of ended our session with that of recovering the meteorite rock, finishing off details on the creature, and then burninating it out of existence before deciding to, I believe, head back into town and address whatever the fuck is going on that island in the Rock River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that is what the recap of our plan says.
Yes. Plan recap. Proceed to the island, give Paranoid Man the all clear. Paranoid Man's name was Jason, as I believe it. I believe I remember it.
Well, with that name, maybe not. Even
bothered to ask.
Yeah.
Chase likes to get to know people.
Chase did, because he does usually do people pretty well.
Yeah, he does.
Nice. Ayo.
Ayo.
And I think that would be the first stop, because we're just going to go back in the way we came, right?
Sounded like it.
Yeah, so. Just, you know, hey guys, I'll be right back. Run over. Bang on the door. Hey, yo, Jason! It's me, Chase. It's cool now.
You hear a brief rummaging again, like he's thinking, like he's starting to move the shit out from in front of the door, and then, stops. What do you mean by it's cool?
Did you hear the explosions?
Yeah.
That was us. It's cool now. Yeah, that was us. It's cool now.
It's dead. As are the kidnappers.
We got it. We burned it. And its little dogs, too.
Okay.
I understood that reference.
We're very proud of you, dear.
I just wanted to let you know, man. You were cool. You helped us. You get to be the first one to know. Anyway, thanks. I'm also saying that because I'm worried that you're going to hole up here for another 4 days instead of coming out, even though it's safe now, and like starve to death despite us saving your life. And that would be pretty fucking disappointing. Good luck, bro. And Chase just turns around and starts walking.
Yeah, behind you, there is no sound of things being moved and him debarricading, at least not yet. He's probably going to stay in there for at least a couple of days still.
Yeah, like valid, honestly. But,
until he doesn't hear anything else sus, he's probably hiding in there for a bit longer.
Chase is just going to be real sad if on the way back through here in like 3 weeks at the end of the caravan thing, we go knock on his door and he's just fucking dead.
Yeah.
You're just starved. A monster trying to trick me.
Starved in the living room because he was too scared to leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do from here?
Keep walking up the road. Towards, you said the river goes like straight through city center, yeah?
Straight through city center.
Okay, well, town center, I guess. This wasn't a huge place, but straight through the middle.
Mm-hmm.
There
are two rivers and a dam. I mean, two bridges and a dam right in the middle. And then, like, northeast of the dam is the island.
So, yeah, just towards the middle of town, towards the river. And in that general direction towards the island. And I think I just thunk. Astoria and Taryn.
Yes.
I feel like an eye in the sky would be particularly useful in seeing about spotting any like municipal buildings, anything like that. See if we can maybe locate some variety of town leadership, if there's any of that still intact whatsoever. I feel like Taryn could probably spot that best. Do you mind?
Sure. Safe for him to be up there? Well, I mean, it's Taryn. He'll be fine.
He's the scariest one here, and if there's something worse than that snake thing, then I guess we're fucked anyway, right?
Very true. And she's going to give Taryn the go-ahead, and he's going to flap off.
Okay.
Just to add that as a waypoint so that later when we say we go to the municipal building, we don't have to worry about if we can find that or not, because that's probably an after the island thing, or before. What do you guys think?
After.
Okay.
Sure there's not a second one or some babies getting ready to hatch or something?
Yeah, I agreed. But just have a vibe of where exactly that may be, because that's still probably, like, that definitely makes the list of shit to do here, yeah?
Yes.
Speak with leadership, and I don't know where else we would find them, so if there's nobody there, I guess we're kind of toast, unless we want to go knocking door to door.
I have a feeling this isn't the town for that.
I don't want to go knocking door to door.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, I've got a shot. It's going to be one in the dark. Benji.
What up?
With, I think it would be 3 entropy and 2 points in mind is all I have to offer. Can I find the most leadership inclined person in this town? With like a Scooby-Doo Pirate Trail?
Shit, I just go straight to us.
Sure.
Scooby-Doo Pie Scent Trail.
Yeah, I'd see no reason why not.
just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go ahead and refine your search to exclude Olathe and Chase.
Yeah, like not in this group. I hope that was implied.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. It leads straight back to us. Also, I don't know if you guys heard earlier, Candle's reminder.
Yeah. The town councilwoman and the guy that said he wanted to start an empire are probably the most leadership oriented.
So Astoria.
Standard district minus 1%.
Yes. It's only a couple block, I'll call it, 4 blocks or so to the north of where you guys are at, leaving Jason's house, that you, via Terran's eyeballs, spot a large blue-domed courthouse that appears to be kind of the center point of the town. Basically, directly across the street, there is a police department. And a couple of blocks over is a very weird building. And you just get some chuckles back from Taryn as he quietly goes, "Dick, Dick, Dick," and then makes his way back towards you.
You would work that into it, wouldn't you, Ben?
Yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Story's going to take a peek.
It is, in fact, a large red building that is shaped uncannily like a dick and balls.
Huh. Weird.
Weird.
Weird is probably enough to get a look from at least Olathe and probably the rest of the party, because weird in this kind of situation could very well mean dangerous.
Yeah, Jesse's going to give a side eye, and she's going to be like weird, or like weird?
Like a phallic building weird, not anything like...
A what?
The church?
A penis.
Genitals.
The church?
It looks like a dick.
That's from probably above. The church.
The church?
The Olathe just kind of waves it. Look, I don't understand them.
I believe it was a church. I believe it was a church. I remember some of the kings in the tribe were looking around on Google and found the Dick Church and it being a thing for like a week. That they all wanted to go visit the Dick Church.
Only in the great state of Illinois.
What the fuck did you just say?
I think he was trying to speak French.
Illinois?
Don't. Yeah, Illinois. Illinois. Even I know that. Just don't fucking do that. I hate that.
Regardless, I think I also found a police station in some sort of city hall.
Sounds like we have... Honestly, given the track record around here, police station's probably more likely to have leadership than the, not pigs, so maybe we start there.
Well,
after the island.
For your part. I tilted my candle and it went out. My bad. Hold on. I need to fix that.
Who'd you kill?
I mean, I was talking about Tiernan, so I guess Tiernan. Sorry, Chris. New character.
Was that his candle?
Oh, no. No, it's actually my Imbolc candle.
Damn, you're killing me?
No!
Wow!
Your entropy effect...
Heard it here first, y'all.
...actually does lead you to the courthouse, which is somewhat surprising, given the situation.
Really thought it was going to be the cock house.
The cock house, yeah. I'm going to have to do some research.
Another place has been.
because it's... It's labeled the Christian Science Society of Dixon, and I do not know what Christian Science is about, and I'm going to have to fucking...
Do I need to go visit?
Christian scientists are real dumb.
Do but I need to show proof across,
the
like, first-hand accounts?
Dixon is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Look, yeah, Reagan had his influence is all I'm saying.
There's a 0% chance that was not deliberate. There's just... there's no way.
Do I need to go get pictures of the Dick Church?
Yes. Duh.
We know
go see
how.
If I can get a pamphlet.
I mean, that's like not even maybe an hour from Sterling?
That's about Dixon itself is about 20 minutes.
I was about to say that looks 20, like a 25 drive.
It ain't far.
All right. Anyway, entropy does lead you, interestingly enough, to the courthouse. And yes, Chase, I would say that the roads here are relatively clear for skateboarding. There's at least no cars in the roads. Y'all had kind of noticed that some efforts at continuing civilization happened here before things went sideways, so the roads were cleared. They're still slushy fucking snow and ice and stuff around, so, like, probably be careful. But it is, you can get around by skateboard here if you so wish.
Outstanding. Yes, Chase is going to be doing that.
I'm just going to point out, there's probably someone who leads the place in there. Or if there is not a visible point, the courthouse.
Also, don't we have horses? Did we bring horses?
Yeah.
I'm going to be muted for a second because Triton.
Define sources. I have two.
Yes, what? We had brought horses, but I believe those had been led through a door when we converted the wagon to fly. And I suppose... Have we reassembled the wagons for ground to move through town with, or?
I mean, they just function as one big thing.
Yeah, are we?
Did we make
are
a
we
look
back
not
to having? Are we back to having the horses pull the wagon?
I did think we brought them through doors to get here to us.
Okay, I know we had put them away while the wagon was converted to fly.
I think they just stayed in original town here.
Okay. So, yes, we have the horses, but they're pulling the wagon, so Chase is going to skate alongside.
Fair enough.
And be pulled by Samson.
Of course.
Oof.
Are you just Bart Simpsoning it with the dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Has been for a fair bit of campaign.
Yeah, if you scroll up far enough in the... references channel, or character portraits, there's a picture of Chase's skateboard. It's a neat looking longboard, and he's vibing. And maybe dancing a little, because he's still very high energy, because we almost got murdered like 15 minutes ago.
Oh yeah, there is.
Shake it off.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you guys basically just making a beeline for the river at this point?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're making a mental note of... He said courthouse is where we have leadership, so we're making a mental note of where the courthouse is. But we're going to keep it moving until we've established that the island isn't 14 baby snake things about to hatch.
I don't know why as soon as you said 14, my brain just goes, 15 naked cowboys in the shower at Ram Ranch? Yeah, so that main road that you guys were branching off of at Jason's house does in fact lead you right past the courthouse. So as you go along, you scoot under a big arch over the road. It looks like a big white concrete arch with the word Dixon on it. No clear understanding for why that's there, but it's there. Delusions of grandeur, perhaps, but it's neat enough. Taryn perches on it for a moment to get a good view. But the courthouse is off to your left, and there is no obvious sign of activity there, but it's standing. It didn't get burned down, but it's there. You guys pass through an intersection, seeing like a historic theater on your right, keep on scooting down, and get to the edge of the river. There is a big park with a big statue of a man on a horse to the left. Off to the right, you can see and hear the formerly hydroelectric and now just hydro dam, as well as a bridge directly in front of you that leads to the other side, and another one off to your left. As you get within eyesight of the bridge, or of the river, however, the stench hits you. And it is a solid mix of like petroleum, rotted fish and meat, and something much more chemically that is a little difficult to place. But all in all, it's nasty. It's really, really nasty. What doing?
Watching Jesse gag.
I was about to say, do I need a roll about this?
Yeah, probably.
Can I argue a no because it's mainly fish smell? Is it mainly fish smell?
Rotted fish and petroleum.
That's fair. Jesse doesn't really fuck with rotted fish. Just with fresh fish. Okay. What?
If you've been around fresh fish, rotten fish smells even worse to you.
Yeah.
You know what it's supposed to smell like.
Okay. So yeah, give me a stamina soak.
Flat?
Flat. We'll call it a diff 7.
All right, that's a 0.
Yeah, oof. Jesse throws the fuck up.
Again.
It's been a while since she's vomited.
Hand her a water bottle.
For flavor, she threw up when the adrenaline stopped last session.
That is fair.
It is mostly acid at this point.
That is not the song I thought it was, sorry.
That's gonna...
You have a Jesse throw up song? Amazing.
Jesse threw up!
I don't like this!
Jesse threw up!
Oh god.
That's incredible.
What is that from?
Stranger Things. Chrissy, wake up!
Chrissy, wake up!
Is one success sufficient for Chase to give Jessie a good pat on the back when she's done throwing up, and cover her in a nice little bubble of purified air with Forces 2 and Matter 2.
Yeah, that's sufficient to give Jessie boy in the bubble treatment.
It's just make it not smell bad.
Yeah.
Oh my god, when that she's like gasping when he does that. She's like, oh my god, thank you so much.
Apparently, attempt number one was the good one. Because he's then going to proceed to botch, use Samson for a lucky reroll, and still zero out and get a paradox about it for trying to do the same to himself a moment later.
All right, buddy, where are you at for paradox then?
One permanent and one normal.
Okay, so it is just...
I've never been so happy. My sense of smell never came back after numb.
We are going to continue working on that one and get two successes on attempt number two. Okay. Because that's gross, and now it smells not gross, and that's much better.
Roll to five, so you're good on the paradox.
Actually, fuck y'all anyway, I'd have a familiar. I'm going to go ahead and say that Samson is going to be accepting that one paradox, as he is in contact with me when it happened.
Out here, wasting a paradox roll. See how you are?
I'm not mad. I'm not sorry.
Okay.
But look at me, remembering that I have a familiar that can specifically not have me gain paradox.
Shocking. Okay, now what?
God damn it, we gotta go across the water to get to the island. Wait a minute. By we, I mean you guys. I'm going to go ahead and fly. Do we think this can be, like, burned to clean up? Or it smells like...
We should probably check. May I turn on life and matter vision?
Sure.
Cool.
We could just fly up there and bombard it with better entropy and... fucking UV radiation until it's sterile.
Four successes.
Okay. Life? Nothing.
Not even like a bunch of like bacteria and like icky stickies?
No.
That's...
It is chemically sterile.
Well, it's already sterile.
Matter-wise, if it can come out of a industrial factory, it's in this river.
It's made of gross.
It is, yeah. It is like 20% water and 80% every form of chemical waste ever created by mankind.
I mean, clearing it up is probably a good idea, though, because if anyone drinks it, they're gonna die or get horribly sick.
Benji, can I have a reminder?
Wah.
When we looked at this before, we followed it until it started to dissipate downriver. Was it just dissipating like a mage effect that had ran out, or was it that it was just...
No, it was thinning out as it got downriver. But it definitely, like, some amount of this is definitely reaching all the way downriver to, like, Sterling and beyond. It's just this is obviously the source of it, so it's thickest here. Given enough time, if you left this thing here, it probably would have killed the whole river.
Okay.
Forever.
All right, well, Aletha's seen most of this. She should have gotten all of this through her looking, so... Um... Second question, which may require a roll. If we magically convert it to something else, will it turn itself back since it was magically turned into this in the first place?
Not necessarily.
Did I make sense?
No, I get what you're saying. Not necessarily, I don't think so. But I do think if you invested quintessence into this, you could permanently shift it into whatever you wanted.
Yeah, but I mean, we're trying to convert an entire chunk of river.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine that would be a quite metric a large ton. Yeah. Of quintessence to try and dump into this river. So, while an option, preferably not the first one.
Indeed.
All right. I got our solution. We're just going to put it all in space.
You just want to make a portal that goes to space, don't you?
Kind of, yeah. If we're not able to, you know... If we're not going to be able to permanently purify the water without a huge investiture of quintessence, like, it's a river, right? If we delete a big old chunk of the river, more water will just flow through and keep going and it'll be fine, but, like, there won't be this giant blob of pollution in it anymore.
I don't think we would have to invest quintessence into it, given it was originally water and this thing changed it from that. But we are still going to have to do a lot of work to get it back to a even semi-normal state.
Is there just a big plop of, like, hydro droppings that are making continuous pollution?
I mean, like, I think we could probably go look before we decide what we're doing.
Yeah.
Aren't we actively looking?
No, like, on the island.
No, yes, that does still need to be
there's
done.
There's looking and there's investigation. Those are separate things.
So, are we making a bridge, or do we have enough of us comfortable with flying over there that we're just going to fly over there? Or is it every man for themselves, because I know some of you guys can teleport too?
Well, if there's anything that has spawned in the river, I don't know that walking across the top of it would necessarily be the best idea.
So, teleport or fly and figure your own shit out and we'll see each other over there.
Jessie looks like she's racking her brain.
You can fly, dear.
And teleport, I think.
Yeah, I don't blip without mirrors very much, though. And I can't really climb through my shield and also bring my shield.
Jessie, look at me.
What?
Wizarding school. You got a problem here. You got, like, several solutions in front of you.
Oh my god, it'll be fine. I'll just...
If you want to fixate on the mirror...
A lot in the last hour.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I'm sitting here rally, bro. My character sheet not knowing how I'm supposed to fly.
Puke and rally, bro. Puke and rally.
How much does Tiernan weigh?
Jesse, you can make mirrors.
What does an old man weigh?
Oh my fucking god, I can.
You can just make mirrors, bro.
Oh my
like
god.
Like the
you're
door
so
I made
right.
to put in the wagon.
I'm gonna say Tiernan is about 150 pounds.
You can use magic to do other magic.
And sometimes
you have to go to a third step, and that's where shit gets weird.
You could also just fly and hopefully not gain paradox.
Is matter 2 enough to turn the side of a tree into a mirror?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesse's gonna roundhouse kick a tree and turn it into a mirror.
Okay.
Olathe looks a little pained at you just turning and just kicking a tree and turning part of a living thing into a mirror.
I adore that Jesse is a white trash wizard.
Yeah, that does fit Jesse, doesn't it?
I really hope she does Chuck Norris noises the whole time. Just bam!
No, but definitely grunts and efforts. She's not a quiet person.
Yeah, well, Latha looks a little pained at that, because that tree did nothing wrong.
Yeah, and it'll be fine in, like, 15 minutes when we leave.
Okay. How's everyone else getting to the island?
Probably fly, because, you know, I don't want the paradox.
Yep, it's going to be 3 successes worth of flying for Chase. And, I think he's just going to skate through the air, because why not?
Dancing through life.
Okay.
The echo doesn't, like, push on nothing when he's skating up.
How far is this island?
That is a great question.
Like, do I think I can just Superman jump it?
That's what Jessica's about to do.
I don't think that island has a natural crossing. I don't think it does.
It does not.
So I know the one it's between Sterling Rock Falls does.
Measure distance. Here we go.
From does the old bank, man look puzzled?
It is 370 feet from the bank. From, like, the riverbank in town to the island. Actually, that's the trees overhanging, so it's probably about 400 feet.
Alright. Well, I'm going to ask this question, then.
Do you need help?
Roughly, how many successes are you going to want for me to decrease gravity on myself to the point that I can just jump and my weight will be so low it doesn't shatter my knees?
I mean, you can just fly at forces too, dude.
I think 2 would be fine.
Well, I can eat that out.
And yeah, Jessica is gonna do essentially exactly the same thing of turn down gravity, because Seth actually taught her to do that a long, long time ago. And she's gonna scoot out onto, like, a part of the dam to try and get a little bit closer, and then with 2 successes of turn down gravity, yeet, and land in a tree on the far side.
Well,
oh my god, I realize what Olathe is going to do.
I hope this goes as well as that did.
Wait, you're not just going to use my fucking mirror? I just made a fucking mirror. It's people-sized.
I don't want
to...
Mirrors are an entrance to the spirit world.
Oh my fuck, is that real? Jesse's panicked. Is that fucking real?
The spirit world is real, yes.
Well, no, but the mirror thing.
That's 100%, like, the moment Tiernan looks away is just laughing to himself.
Yeah, you can absolutely get to the spirit world through a mirror. You can also get to, like, the Shadow Realm and the mirror world.
Ain't that a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh thing?
Fucking probably. Where do you think they got it from? Changelings.
You can get to a lot of things through a mirror if you want.
Yeah. You get to the dreaming.
Benji. Mm-hmm. Dumb question, but here it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's opening up a conversation about the possible ways to get to the spirit realm enough for Demeanor Mentor.
What? Okay.
It did turn into a fucking lesson.
Jesse. Oh, yeah, dude. She's so gullible, honestly.
Like, I'm going to say, are we tolerating Jesse at this point?
It's real goofy, I know that. But, like, also, making someone who just kicked a portal into a tree or whatever's happening over there question it a lot. I feel like this should be trickster.
I was about to ask that, actually. Does Jesse think that Chase is serious when he basically says that changelings made Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes. Why wouldn't she believe Chase? Chase, of everyone in the fucking group, she trusts Chase so much.
It was fine.
The best part, though, I don't think it is actually trickster for me, because it's just something that Chase might also fucking believe.
Legitimately, he probably does.
That's just something that he's kind of out there on the conspiracy theories. He says that with a straight face because he doesn't have to hide that he's laughing. He's not laughing.
Well, with only one success, I hope I know enough not to jump.
I'm going to go with the dumbest idea that I came up with.
Give me a flat wisdom check.
Wits. Wisdom's not on this sheet.
Wits is what I use for wisdom.
Two sixes?
That's enough for Tiernan to realize that what he just did wasn't quite good enough.
Does Tiernan have correspondence?
No.
I can't teleport other people yet.
Fire. I can just tell how much energy Jess just used, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, this isn't that.
Is that enough for him to be light enough to be carried?
Probably.
That's probably the safe way to do it.
Astoria kind of cocks her head at him and says, do you want Taryn to carry you?
You know, that does sound significantly better than falling into a stream of pollution when I inevitably botch again. Well, botch into this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to accept the help of one success and a zero out.
Do we have cloaks? I would assume that's probably a thing we have at this point, right, Ben?
Jesse ain't wearing one.
Jesse doesn't have a cloak.
Hasn't been established to this point. I mean, I'm sure everybody's got, like, jackets on because it's still fucking cold.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, cloaks are dangerous for combat. No capes!
I mean, that's why you have a quick release, like, for it holding on, but I just had this stupid idea of Aletha opening, like, having her jacket and, like, flapping the sides of the jacket to fly over.
Oh.
What a nerd.
I mean, Tiernan rocks, like... old man ritual, like it is a cross between ritual robes and, you know, damn, that guy wore that robe to fucking Wendy's today. He's just full comfy boy.
Yeah, well, the other option I had was taking two feathers off of the headdress and using them to get across and then putting them back in it.
Wow.
You could literally just use my tree mirror. And flying with fucking feathers isn't? What the hell?
Double middle fingers from Chase as he skates by, about 5 feet off the ground.
This is just a fucking fuck in here. Fuck you guys.
The whole flight over, Tiernan is asking the familiar's name and asking it things about itself. How long has it been in this plane? Does it have other interesting opinions? Just casual conversation for him.
10 years. 10 years. 10 years.
Oh, I like your plumage.
Puppy. Relax. And he will give you his name. Again, repeat it a couple times. And if you chat to him, he will chat back. He has very short responses, but he's happy to chat. And Astoria is going to transform into bird. With
a blue.
He is.
Remember the sanctum.
He probably actually has to go to the bathroom now because we've been on a strike all day. That's 3 successes. In Sanctum, 4 successes. I hear you. 4 successes. And that does not have paradox, correct?
Because you're in a Sanctum? No.
Cool.
A person walks in. What walks out?
A bird. So yeah, there is a second crow flying across, but this one, as I recall it, is white.
Yes.
Alright, I think that's everybody accounted for, except, actually, Samson getting across the river.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about that.
Samson can vibe with the caravan crew.
That's a bad
idea. No, see...
Chase gets shot with Samson's
There's going to be a follow-up Arate roll on Samson's armor. With 5 successes, I guess I found my dice for something that almost got overlooked. For Samson to fly, and about halfway across, it's going to click for Chase. that he's basically Santa Claus right now.
Yeah.
Just being pulled about 20 feet above the water on a skateboard by a dog, a flying dog.
In your head, buddy. I'm sure Samson is basically swimming through the air, probably inverting a couple of times, just swimming along like he's in water.
Doggy paddling. Paddles. Yep.
Doggy paddling through the air, except upside down at least half the time.
There's enough magic behind it to move it forward that, like, it's faster than doggy paddling would be, but he's still going with it.
Yep.
He could just dangle there if he wanted to, but no, he doggy paddled through the sky.
Exactly. Okay. Emmy just took Blue out, so we're gonna take a bathroom break and a pause here until Emmy comes back. Won't be long. But yeah, no, Elaine, it is 100% a dick and balls. It's just
that is a dick. That is a dick dick.
That's a penis.
What the fuck? That's like enough to make me want to go into architecture. Like, what the hell?
Exactly.
That's a dick.
Can design penis buildings.
Yeah. I can put surprise fucking penises everywhere for the satellites.
Yeah, no, that it is an actual penis.
That is a penis.
Wait, I really need to know the story.
It's too detailed to not be, like...
No, like, there's a defined head and everything.
It's too detailed to be an accident. They even got one ball bigger than the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
There's even a vein, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah, man.
You're so vain.
And, like, the Google reviews are incredible. I bet you think this dick
is about you.
Strongly recommend looking into that at some point. Oh my god. I just found the best fucking Reddit page. r/mildlypenis. And it's all just things that look like dicks that aren't dicks.
Ben has a new homepage.
That's fucking hilarious.
I gotta say, these gluten-free corn dogs are really fucking good.
Good for you, my guy.
I might have to go back to Costco and get more.
Costco.
I think I got them at Costco. I don't remember. It's been more than a week.
Costco.
When are y'all going back to Costco, Chris?
Not sure. We planned on going last weekend and then... No. Happened. We just like, nah.
That's valid.
Oh my god, somebody pointed out that the tree is bush. Jesus Christ. Okay. Yep. That's enough internet for today.
Hey, Ben. I just finished that.
You just what? Huh?
I finished that quest.
That's the thing that's annoying. It's like, I've got a bunch of cases and keys, and I'm going to have to sit down and try to open them all before the stupid event ends.
But I'm not keys are really cheap right now.
I'm not going to get 15 contraband boxes before the end of it. And they just designed their quest for quests for no-lifers who don't do anything but play the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not here for it. Anyway, Emmy is in the room and can hear me, so we'll get the ball rolling.
He has to hide from his no-life now.
So, all of you guys gather on the island, which is, or at least was, covered in trees. They are all exceptionally dead at this point. Not a single living leaf on any of these trees. And the stench gets much, much stronger as you get closer to the center of the island. There are also fairly large numbers of human bones scattered around, especially like along the riverbank. Many of them are cracked and broken, and pretty much all of them look as if they've been like slightly digested. Oh my god, nerd gummy clusters.
Oh, I need to remember those too.
Like, I don't know if any of y'all are quite nerdy enough to remember that news story about the giant bird, the giant prehistoric bird that they figured out ate humans because they found a child femur near it that was porous because it had gone through their digestive tract of a bird. Anyway, it's kind of like that. It's probably fair to assume that humans were devoured and then what was left of bones was regurgitated into the river. And some of that has washed ashore onto said island. It is a rather icky place.
Is this just an island made of shit?
Not entirely, but also not no. Aletha.
Yeah.
Perception alertness, stiff 7.
Hey. I'm going to assume River's not playing into this.
No.
I don't think I had any buffs to that active. Shield active. Dex was my bonus, that's right. Perception, alertness. If 7, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Grab 6 dice here. I'm going to say River's probably keeping her head in the bag, because, you know. She's getting enough feed through from Aletha that this place isn't pleasant. That one's cocked. Diff 7. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. You're kind of taking stock of the island, and like you've seen this place before. This was a nature reserve before all this. It's kind of shitty to see it like this, pun not super intended, but like, yeah.
But it's bad that it's a pun.
The natural world here is utterly obliterated. As you're kind of looking around and taking that into mind, you kind of notice in the back of your mind, more or less, that the wind is blowing west to east. And most of the trees are being pushed fairly neatly in that direction. Not like gale force winds, but it's enough that it's windy enough that it's chilly, like it's making it colder. But you also notice an area where the opposite is occurring, where the wind is blowing east to west, and a thin line of trees leading from roughly where you are off towards the center of the island is being pushed in the opposite direction by a counterwind that is not a natural occurrence.
Would someone with entropy be able to take a look at why the wind is backwards over there? And Aletha, as she's doing that, is going to activate Force's Vision. Because maybe she can see what is forcing it. That is, thank you, 1. That is 1 success of Force's Vision.
Okay.
What does Jesse's gut say about that wind?
Entropy here is so heavily overloaded with wormishness that you don't pick up much from that wind. Mm. And Aletha, it's not a Force's effect.
Hey, look to Jesse. It says she's got it.
Yeah, as the feeling of wormish taint bubbles in her gut, she's gonna like her upper lip is gonna like scowl almost. You know, like a she's gonna go worms.
Mr. DM, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to look back in time. status per time too.
I have a Loki.
Do what?
I'm sorry. I have a Loki.
I was like, is that something bad? Did I fuck up?
No. Go ahead.
And I take it as you need it with this part. I don't think entropy does anything for looking back because it's already occurred. But if there was a filter to filter out, you know, like a worm-tainted bias or something to that, if like something trying to show me false pasts, I would sure love to remove that with the entropy aspect.
Excellent. Okay.
While that is happening, one, do I need a roll or anything else to try and that Olathe can figure out?
And give me Wits Occult.
Okay. It's going to be looking, while she's trying to consider it, it's also going to be looking over at Chase and Astoria. Perhaps something spiritual? Wits and Occult, but it's four dice. 8, 7, 3, 5, and I am also going to bring River in on this one, because that is a little more River's thing.
Astoria, I'm going to defer to your expertise here because I don't want to sniff that to find out what's going on.
You do your spirit magic by sniffing it?
Some of it, yeah. And taste.
He learned spirit magic from an alligator man.
Lizards are weird, man. But, yeah. Yeah, I do it by scent and taste.
And this is why we asked River.
Yep. I don't want to do either of those with this.
Yeah, no, that's super valid.
Fist bump.
Astoria is going to pull out a hagstone and look through the center of it. And activate spirit vision.
Okay.
I'm going to throw my rolls in dice rolls, Ben, just so. Because I know Chris's thing technically was set before mine, so.
Oh, see. The stone. See, that would be a neat way to do it, wouldn't it?
Better than sniffing. Or tasting. There's a lot of really nasty spirits out there.
You know, the weird thing is, some wormish stuff kind of tastes like bacon.
That's nasty.
Jessica is giving you a very concerned look right now.
Jesse's giving you a very interested look right now.
It's not. It's like worse for you than bacon, which is kind of difficult.
Okay. Tiernan.
That's me.
Looking back with time magic, with one success, gives you a few days back of this island. Now that you're here, you can kind of see a little, and I guess during the flight over, you can kind of see a little more clearly what's going on with this island. Because it's kind of weird. It's like there's a part of the river that cuts through the center of the island, and there's like a little like lake off to a piece of it. So like there's almost an island within the island at the center. What you can see over the last few days is that our large Sneckish friend was traveling up that channel into the island very regularly, like clockwork, morning and night, coming back there, and pretty fastidiously spreading corruption by means of vomiting up bones and sending human remains out the other end as well.
Got it.
Yep. And seemingly interacting with some kind of entities. Like you can't see them, but it seems to almost be conversing with something, Like, you can see its head moving weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
Around the center of the island. That is definitely its focus that it has been coming back to time and time again. Aletha, with your wits occult rolls, pretty straightforward. Unnatural winds is very much a way that your ancestors have communicated in the past. When they have deemed to reach out directly and point you in a direction. That is one of their preferred ways of doing it.
I kind of figured it was, but I wanted... that's why I was asking if I needed a roll or if I would just know that.
Probably would have just known that. And for Astoria's part, spirit-wise, two things. That is definitely spirits making those trees move. You can kind of hear their whispering, and it sounds a lot like Aletha's language. But nothing that you can discern explicitly. But what you can definitely gather is no hostile intent from them. They are trying to help. However, around the center part of the island that you are looking towards, there is a nasty concentration of wormish spirits. Kind of forming a barrier over that center area, protecting it from sight and sound, and presumably also guarding whatever is in there.
Okay, two things. First thing, Aletha, there are spirits that sound like they are speaking your language here. The wind is them. They're trying to help, it appears.
It might be, but given... And she kind of gestures.
Yep.
I wanted to be sure.
But there's a nasty set of wormish spirits over there that are guarding something. They're blocking it from view, from perception, and theoretically, if we go over there, it'll be guarding it as well, physically.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, so before we go over there, we need to make sure everyone can touch a spirit, see a spirit, and be ready for that when it happens.
Benji.
Yes, sir. Based
on how you're running things. Does infusing something with the prime 2 deal ag damage to whatever it hits? Fuck with spirits. As someone who's been wandering the world with spirits in it for a while.
I apologize. My internet flickered there for a second. After my last reply, I disconnected. Can I get a repeat of that?
Absolutely. Astoria basically said there is a band of wormish spirits that are surrounding the center of the island that are blocking something from perception and will theoretically also be protecting it physically as well. So before we go over to that specific section of island, we need to make sure that everyone can perceive spirits and also has a way of affecting them. And then Chris is asking about if Prime 2 works to affect spirits.
And I believe the answer to that is yes.
Yes, it does.
I have two questions. One, does Jessie know that her spear can damage spirits? Because it can, but she doesn't know anything about the special parts of this harpoon other than the fact that it comes back.
Given this much time, and I think we talked about some of us kind of checking and studying it, probably.
I don't remember that being said.
I don't remember that being said.
I had at least mentioned it with, maybe that was just a me and Ben one, but the idea of Aletha like checking it for how it returns correspondence wise.
Yeah, I'm like super open. Well, I don't know, shit, if you want to check it now, Jesse will pull her harpoon forward, look at it, and go,
when Aletha had been doing some of the things to her axe.
This also feels like something that could have come up in magic school.
Also true.
I mean, maybe. She
literally uses it as a wand.
But it hasn't explicitly been said, and I feel like retconning that's why I'm asking.
I am okay with that having come up, just because I feel like they would have examined that harpoon in the course of magic school at some point or another.
So does that mean we know that it can talk to dead morts? Because that's like the big one that I think is, because like story-wise, I feel like that should have come up. If we're going to go with the harpoon has been examined, then that's a fairly big plot point.
That's fair. I'm going to say no then, actually.
Can it damage them because it has it's an individual spirit effect, or because it's a wonder?
Because it's a wonder.
Well, we know it's a wonder due to the returning.
Right. It's it's technically a fetish.
We don't know what exactly it does.
Yeah.
We know that it returns, but it sounds like we're going to go with, for the sake of the story and not having to retcon, that we have not done a deep dive on what exactly it does yet.
We can do a check to see if there's any sort of like, because like, essentially, what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody one of two things. We're either going to make sure everyone's got Prime 2 on their weapons to be able to do that, or Astoria or Chase are going to give everyone the ability to touch spirits. So one of those two things is going to have to happen to each member of the party.
Yep, so I was just about to say, if somebody's got Prime Vision on right now, Jesse's weapon, one of the things is a Prime 2 permanent enchantment. So that could pop up with whoever is using Prime Vision.
I'm like, also thinking it's probably realistic that as I think the closest one to Jesse among the people here.
Yes.
And also recently, well, less recently now, but still fairly recently, a spirit mage and prime mage. That Chase would probably be the closest one to volunteer to be like, hey, I'll take a look at your spear and see if it's going to be good enough or not.
Also, ping, has it been a fetish the whole time?
Apparently, yes.
Because that's how Chase found out his was a fetish, was a story. It was like, hey, man, there's ghosts in your sword. So, like, if that's the case, if it's a fetish,
it is
Astoria would absolutely have said something about there being ghosts in your spear.
Did Chase not specifically actually ask Astoria to awaken it? Like, he went out of his way to say, hey, Astoria, can you awaken my sword, or try to awaken my sword and see if anything happens?
We've had spirit vision on around it plenty.
True.
She actively has spirit vision on right this very moment.
Surprise! The harpoon has a ghost in it!
There's a ghost in it right now, and we're talking, hey, can my weapons do things?
Yeah, so Jesse will pull it forward. I guess now is the perfect time for that to finally get caught.
Could also be that the spirit has been largely dormant.
This feels like a trapped in a door bus situation.
Yeah, Jesse's gonna pull the weapon forward and hold it out and go, somebody make this hit, spirits, please.
That is gonna be two successes and one success from Chase for spirit and prime separately.
Okay.
So presumably, go ahead and bite the bait on discovering that this thing can talk to dead morts by investigating it with Prime and a spirit to see.
Someone wanted to find dead mords to me.
Mort.
Mortadellos.
So Jesse's last name is Mortadellos, and the spear is a family heirloom. It is connected to her bloodline.
Real family line hours.
Yeah. Got it. It's just like, people keep saying
dead Morts.
Yeah, so...
I don't know what that means.
Here, hold on.
Investigating with Prime and a spirit to see if this thing is capable of interacting with spirits and presumably learning more than expected out of it.
Yeah. You can kind of see a lot of what it can do, but also kind of get a yelling in loud Italian in your head. To the tune, like, you don't speak Italian, but you've heard yelling in loud Italian from the family enough to this point to understand what it's roughly what it sounds like to be told by an angry Mortadello to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be two successes to speak angry Italian.
Yeah, basically it's just telling you that this is a family thing and you aren't family, so you're not allowed.
Mind your fucking business.
Mind your fucking business.
Phenomenal.
Mind your goddamn business.
Out loud, because you can yell in my head all you want. Gonna kind of put an arm around Jesse's shoulder and say, hey man, I'm an honorary Mortadello, so like, chill out.
What?
Jesse, your spear's haunted.
What the fuck do you mean it's haunted?
I mean, I'm hearing an angry Italian man tell me that I'm not part of the family and I'm not supposed to be touching this or handling it or oi fuck off, mate, but in Italian accent.
Jesse's gonna look down at the harpoon and go, what the fuck are you doing, man? He is family. Where the fuck you been?
Yeah, see?
It kind of vibrates in your hand a little bit to the tune of blood will out. You're not of the...
Oh my fucking god.
Right, it's a German sword.
Did it just fucking answer? Oh my god. What?
I don't know, man. The world ended, like, however many fucking months ago. Rules don't matter anymore.
See, what does it even mean if I got a fucking ghost in this? What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. I've got a ghost in my sword, and it makes me feel like I can do backflips a little easier. So, like, try to do a backflip.
Ghosts in a lot of our stuff.
What if I break my goddamn neck? I ain't gonna do no fucking flips.
Hang on, after all the shit we've been through together, you don't know how to do a backflip?
When have I ever needed to do a backflip?
Eldrin, we're getting a little distracted.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's
deal with the Island of Worms.
Benji, would I have also been able to determine that this thing can hurt spirits already?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it'll hurt spirits.
Cool.
Probably because of the ghost in it. We're going to have like a lot of conversation about that later, but... Okay. Yeah, you guys are right. We probably need it. Yeah.
On the subject of dealing with the ghost problems in the area, any chance someone could, you know, share the sense to know where I'm trying to decease ghosts at? Put them to rest, that kind of thing?
Yeah, same. I can't see ghosts. Sure.
That would help.
I might... Banjo. Mm-hmm. I have spirit 4. Would I be able to basically tell them to fuck off? Do I feel like they are at a level that I can do that?
You can certainly try.
At least fuck offable spirits.
I can see if they're controllable. I don't know if they will be, but it'll be a start at least.
It's off ghost.
Distant sounds of Hecate climbing the walls.
Just off ghost.
I can definitely approach that from a different angle to make them fuck off as well. Or, you know, back you up for attempt number one, and if we can't get it done together, try it with mind control.
That's essentially what I'd be doing with the spirit control. So yeah, we could try both. And if we swing and a miss on both of them, then we fight and we win.
Do ghosts have minds, or are they kind of just going on instinct?
It depends.
That. Yes. The answer is yes to both. But no. I very much have been able to force my will on spirits in the past, so it is an option. Remind magic.
Consider this, though. Visible shudder. Force my will on something.
First things first, though, everyone needs to be able to see them. So everyone line up in front of either Chase or myself.
Lines up in front of Chase, no offense.
Probably lines up in front of Astoria.
Yeah, a whole line in front of Astoria is the answer, right?
Neat. When was my... Oh, hello, okay.
Chase just said I'm going to force my will on anything, and I went,
Neat. Do we still have our stamina buffs from the fight? It just happened.
I'll allow it.
Huzzah! More spells! Okay.
Yeah, I'm dropping everything that's not spirit vision for now.
Olathe is just also going to hand Astoria what, 5-4 tasks? That way she can just lock it in rather than having to try to maintain them all.
That worked. Thank you.
Of course, dear.
Okay, who's first?
Valesa's the one handing you the task. I assume it's Valesa.
Okay, Bird, did you want to go first? Get Jesse?
Sure. I've already rolled mine, so... mostly I just need to ask Benji. Spirit 3. Would that be enough to partially immerse myself and Jesse into the spirit world to allow spirit perception, the armor to soak spiritual attacks, and spirit damage on weapons as if they didn't already have them?
I believe so, yes.
Cool. Would our armor not already take spirit attacks?
Maybe. We can be very sure with the effect Chase is working, which would be Spirit 3, matter doesn't matter. I think it's 2 or 3. It's 2 or 3, but either way, Spirit 3 is the diff 6, and that is going to be 3 successes for Chase to do it on himself, and 4 on Jesse.
God bless.
Fist bump.
Cool.
She should be able to see cool shit now.
Oh god, the last time she saw cool shit. Oh, buddy.
And that is going to be 2 to cast that on Samson. So, spirit touch, spirit perception, and spirit soak rolled into one thing.
Astoria tilts her head at Chase as he's doing that and says that is a much more efficient way to do that.
Big old grin from Chase. He just learned how to do this like 2 months ago.
Fist bump.
Astoria makes a note in her book and then uses the book to cast on Olathe. And that is... what is that? Diff 6?
Yeah.
Yes.
And are we prepping in the sanctum? No, we are not. We are on the island. Okay. So diff 6, that is going to be 3 successes for Olathe, and then the task to make it permanent.
Yeah.
Sounds like Tiernan lined up next.
Labor. Chase licks palm, applies palm to forehead, and then gives Jesse like a small push.
That's gross.
I feel like she's not even surprised. Like, totally unfazed. Too many brothers for this to be a thing that she gives a shit about.
small push that has you suddenly feeling like you're 30% somewhere else.
You didn't just backlash me, right?
No.
Okay. Because last time she felt that was a paradox backlash.
Sorry to interrupt. I just...
All good. Flavor. You're right. Flavor 2. Astoria is going to have the book open in her lap. She's going to be sitting on the ground. And she'll basically gesture for each person to sit in front of her. There will be a small candle lit in front of her. And with the oil from the candle, it is like an oil candle. She is going to draw a couple of sigils on each of their foreheads as she is chanting in Greek.
Neat.
And you should feel a little wobbly. You will effectively be sort of straddling the worlds, which should allow you to affect them normally as if you were able to for a human. It'll also allow you to have your armor work normally, and you should also be able to see them.
Okay.
Looks down at the robe he's wearing.
Oh.
Neat.
Tiernan, my man. That robe doesn't... That's not a magic robe, is it?
It's magic. And it's thread count for this day and age.
Yeah, hang on. Chase is going to dig into his backpack to get out a bright yellow leather jacket and hold it out to Tiernan.
Okay, he puts it on over the robe, which is, you know, that's probably a little stuffy at that point, but...
Better than nothing, man. That is my old bulletproof jacket from back when I was at much more risk of falling off a motorcycle.
Oh, thank you.
It is 2 armor with 0 dex penalty.
That's odd.
As per reinforced clothing.
Noted.
Yeah, I do want that back. It has a great deal of emotional value to me. But, you know, you being alive to rewind time in case someone else dies is way more important than emotional value.
Okay. So, as all that is...
I still have rolls to make. Do you want them?
Yes, please, continue on.
Okay, sorry. Just make sure everyone's got their stuff. Yep. That's 2 successes for Tiernan.
Hey, yo.
Dead
people.
Dead people. I got 1 success for Jessica. I don't think that's enough. I'm going to make a second roll about it, if that's cool.
Sure.
And adding another 3 successes, so a total of 4.
Wild.
And Astoria zeroes that on herself, so I'm going to take a paradox.
A river reroll.
Okay. 2 successes.
Okay.
Knock that on my character sheet.
Can I get a perception alertness from the good boy while all this is happening?
Neat.
And then, can I get Wits Occult at a diff 8 from anyone with spirit magic that wants to take a closer look at all of the spirits that are around?
Difficulty for Samson?
Base of 8 plus the infinite number of mods that I'm sure he has, as I recall.
He has acute senses. All, if that counts.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also has spirit vision, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And earth bond, which lowers the difficulty for detecting
ambushes.
Danger and hazards.
Okay.
A further 2.
Does not actually apply at the moment.
So, yeah, it's not an infinite number of mods. It's just the -2.
Okay.
I'm just going to bring him to 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. Unless you would count that for his... You said alertness, right?
Yes.
Oh, actually, I have another die for that. Didn't help. Unless you're counting this as 4 ambushes, which is his specialty, it's 4 successes. If it is an ambush, it's 5 successes.
4 successes is sufficient.
And then, what did you want for... You said wits occult?
Wits occult.
Okay.
Can we intelligence occult? Is that something that could work?
Yes.
Diff?
Diff 8.
None for Chase. Good luck, everybody else.
Okay. Chase, while he's applying spirit buff to people, is kind of distracted towards the end because Samson, while not being a pointing dog, is kind of doing the point thing to draw Chase's attention, kind of irrelevantly, since he's also piping it through his brain, but doggone dog, to the fact that you appear to not be alone on this island. There is a small humanoid shape about 100 feet away, difficult to see through, like, the low dead scrub, but seems to be kneeling at the edge of the river on the island.
Looking for a precious.
And what are my spiritmancers?